Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Unity Church of Light. Will you join me as we take a moment to pray and to be aware that the presence of God is filling this place and filling every one of us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet and filling this sanctuary and going out into the neighborhood and into the world. And for our awareness of this and for our coming together, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Do we have our affirmation, Sarah, to say? I don't have it up here, so I'll have to come down there and get it with you. All right, will you join me as we affirm this together? In the infinity of this moment, all is perfect, whole, and complete. The one power, the one presence, expresses in us every moment of every day. We open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exist in the universe and in our mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. We release all doubt. We trust that what we need is showered upon us and rises within us at the right time and place and in the correct sequence. We know divine order is always unfolding for our highest good, and all is well in our world. Thank you. Now we're going to have some music.
Oh, I claim a blessing. Woo! In the moment I get out of bed, I claim a blessing. I claim a blessing. I claim a blessing. Woo! Before I even lift my hand, I claim a blessing. I claim a blessing. I claim a blessing.
See, we have a couple more people that came in since the original greeting, so we're glad you're here. Welcome. Will you join me now as we affirm our vision and mission statements together? Together, Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement? Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And now our Unity affirmation. And what I love about this is I just imagine all these Unity centers all over the world and people are joining with us. We know there's such a power in united affirmation. So together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God, the good, omnipotent. And then just take a moment and allow yourself to realize the truth of that. That no matter what's going on in the world, sometimes we get all concerned and disturbed and we think the world's just not doing well. But we know that in every circumstance, in every person, every situation, that one presence and that one power is greater than any difficulty that may be going on in our lives or in the world. And as we realize that truth and we know it, we kind of smile and we put our shoulders up higher and we're so grateful and we say, thank you, God, together. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Now we get to bless our youth. And if you know a cute little one, it's always fun. I saw a bunch of cute little ones yesterday. We were at a 90th birthday party for our former neighbor. Yeah, and she has a, And anyway, they were playing and running around and, you know, just that life and that joy in those little children. And it was just fun. It's just fun because it's a big family. So they have a lot of little ones running around. So if you think of one of them, but we know they're in the world. If you don't have one, Mary's got one. Anyway, but let's think about that little kid inside of us that wants to get out and play and run around like those little kids do. So let's bless our youth together. Children of God, we love you. We bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Yes. I want to see you all running around now. When the service is over, you run around. Okay. All right, the announcements for today, well, you have them on your green sheet. I love that we change. I love different colors of paper, so I have fun every week seeing what color we have. So the announcements, Jackie's class, well, it's not a class, it's a book study on Rocco Errico's book, Setting a Trap for God, started Thursday, but I know that you would be welcome. So that information, if you, to get the link to get on the class, you need to call Jackie, okay? And then starting next Sunday, our new in-house classes are starting with Vernetta, and they're going to, Breaking the Ten Commandments. And people said they like the idea of breaking rules. So, you know, if you like that, you know, maybe you'll enjoy the class. But no, you'll learn a new way to see the commandments. And next Monday, not this Monday, next Monday, is the Light Seekers book discussion. Again, if you want to join them, they welcome you. You get a hold of Mari, but unfortunately they didn't put her information in there. So if you want to do that, I'm going to call Kristen and tell her to be sure to put that in so people could call if they want to join the class or the discussion. All right, and then you see movie night and walking the talk discussion. That's in a couple weeks. Now, something very special is happening next week. We are having a visit from Laughing Bear Bakery. How many people know about Laughing Bear Bakery? Oh, good. Well, we're going to find out more. And by the way, do you know, are they going to bring their bakery products? Oh, that would be fun. That'd be a reason to pack the place. Anyway, they're going to come and you can read about this in here. They really, it's a nonprofit work skills reintegration program for ex-offenders who are working very hard to start a new life. They receive on-the-job training in a commercial kitchen. learning to create a wide array of delicious treats that they sell. I think we had one of their pies last week, didn't we?
The pie was great.
It was good, yeah. I can't imagine that they're not going to bring their products. I mean, they're going to bring their, come on, they're going to bring their products, invite your friends. It's going to be fun. And I love the last sentences. It says, they've been very successful. To date, they know of only one of the bakers who returned to prison. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. So, anyway, we forgot about the daily word. Well, we didn't forget. It's happening now. And then after you're done, we'll have music. I forgot to.
It's okay.
So you get to put the mic back. Okay.
Good morning. We can't forget the daily word. All right, the word for today is release. Regular releasing keeps me in the flow of life. I have been changing as long as I've been alive and will continue to evolve as long as I live. I make room for the person I'm becoming through releasing, which is an important part of my spiritual practice. Just as I would not fill my closet with clothes that no longer fit, I do not fill my life with beliefs and ideas that no longer reflect who I am and who I'm becoming. Regular releasing creates space in my life for new things to come in. It is my way of remaining open to possibilities, of welcoming new opportunities, of keeping myself in the flow of life. Releasing is also a powerful way to live my faith. I trust I am moving in the right direction and release items from my past easily and with gratitude for the role they played in my life. Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me.
Rings true when the song
Good morning.
Talk about power. It's really good to be here with you. I'm still more. We're echoing and a little more. Is it okay or more? Okay, all right. Okay, we're good. Anywho, I'm really glad to be here. Always good to be with friends, and so here we are. Many years ago, when my kids were little, we bought a set of books for them. It was called Sweet Pickles. Anybody familiar with those? One, yeah. I loved them because each of the characters was an animal, and that animal kind of personified a characteristic. Many of them negative, you know. One of my favorite characters was Very Worried Walrus. And Very Worried Walrus worried about everything. And even if there wasn't anything that he could find, he would make up something, you know. Imagine a gloriously sunny, beautiful day, but he might, I don't know, if I step outside, I might fall on the porch, and then if I fell on the porch, I might break my leg, and then if I break my leg, maybe nobody will even see me, and I'll lay here for 4 hours, and I'll get dehydrated, you know, on and on and on and on and on, you know, very worried walrus. Of course, all of these books, there was a teaching element so that kids could understand, this. You don't want to be like this, you know, you don't want to do that. I think I like Very Worried Walrus because I come from a line of worriers, you know. So when I read about him, I mean, I know people who are kind of like Very Worried Walrus. Anybody? Yeah?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm Very Worried Walrus, just coming up with things. So it seemed like this is not how I want to be. I am not enjoying life when I'm worrying, when I'm fearful about something that might happen. Fortunately, for this characteristic or any other that we recognize that is not really comfortable, we as Unity Truth students have what we call our third basic principle, which has to do with our thinking, right? It's called the law of mind action. It is that where that it's there's a thing that says energy flows where attention goes. So when we put our attention on something, there's a lot of energy that gets transmitted to that, and we end up seeing that in expression eventually. And so then things like this little booklet come along, and it says, change your thinking, change your life. We know this, right? You will not hear anything brand new in this whole entire talk, but it is an opportunity to maybe see it just from a little bit different perspective. You know, how do we do that? How do we recognize when we're being very worried walrus or doubting Debbie or jealous Jill or, you know, any of them? I've just made those character ups. They were not in the series. But when we experience ourselves being negative, we have this tool. Why don't we use it more often? You know, we'd like to feel more positive, would we not? So I decided I would like to call that affirmative living. I don't want negative living, I want affirmative living. So if we are going to be wanting that, we need a way to figure out these places. When I was in ministerial school, there was a teacher that asked us a question, and it really hit me. The question was, do you believe that the universe is a friendly place? And I see looks on faces that it was that way for me. I had to think about it for a minute. I think my initial response was, well, no, you know, I mean, look at the world. But the question wasn't, is the world a friendly place? The question was, is the universe a friendly place? For me, the difference is, I mean, Butterworth talks about the universe being synonymous with God. So if we think of God as like this big space, I call it a soup, you know, just all the potential, all that
is what I call universe. Is it a friendly place? And I was kind of surprised as I began to think, you know, some areas, of course, yeah, I feel supported and loved and all, but there were other places where I felt alone. Those are the kinds of things that you can use when you begin to search some of those qualities, those characteristics that you experience in yourself from time to time. It's difficult, I think, sometimes to recognize them. We are taught from early on by our caregivers, our parents, our, you know, schools, our friends. Don Miguel Ruiz talks about the four agreements and other agreements. An agreement being something that somebody gave us in the form of an idea and we accept it. That was the agreement part. And it becomes a belief. Well, sometimes those beliefs are in there so long and have stayed without question for so long that it becomes for us truth with a little t. Well, it is so, you know. Maybe not. Maybe not. We need to be able to see these limiting beliefs from time to time so that when we notice it, then we can, that's the first step and the most important one. When we see them, then we have an opportunity to do something about them. Because what we want is we want to be able to enjoy affirmative living, positive living. Before we go into affirmative living, I'd like to say what affirmative living is not. It is not magical thinking. I know of some people who have kind of taken affirmations and just used them like a rote thing. I'm going to say this 47 times and then on the 50th time, it's done. You know, it doesn't work that way. It's a consciousness cleanser, an affirmation, not magic thinking. It is not if I stand on one foot and, you know, it isn't like that. It's an inner kind of thing. Butterworth just has a whole section in a couple of his books, I think, where he talks about he doesn't like people to use the word miracle or say expect a miracle, because he says that sort of leads, if you're not thinking, that sort of leads to magic, the idea that it's magic. Again, you know, repetition, it's going to happen. Now, there's a kernel of truth in that, because I know from experience when I have done some affirmations, and when I first started affirming, there was a little something in there that's not true. That's not true. That's. But eventually I kept up. And then the thing that was speaking, the belief I had, finally rose up and I was able to see it and recognize, it had been in there a long time. So I know that repetition does cause your inner works to reveal themselves. But just the idea that I can say something over and over and over and it will become true can't be. It can't be. I can say all, I've said this before, I can say all day long, I'm a 25-year-old blonde. Is that ever going to be true? No. It wasn't even true when I was 25, you know. So it isn't magical. The other part of magical thinking is, kind of that idea of God out there, and God is going to, if I say it enough and ask for it in a specific way, I want this color and I want this, then it'll appear. It'll just appear, you know. And I've even had people say, well, I don't want to put blocks on, you know, on the good that's going to come to me. Okay, but, you know, you're asking for, something very, very specific. Sometimes we don't recognize good if we are in this idea of magical thinking. Let me give you an example. I've told this story, I'm sure, before. But a magical thinking is when I was a child, I had a relationship with God when I was a child. I talked to God as a little girl. And I wanted a bicycle. And so I told God, I really, really want a bicycle. And I want you to put it on the front porch tonight, right by the front door, and I can find it. And then, of course, I'd get up the next morning and it wasn't there. So then I'd talk to God again. Okay, well, all right. Okay, put it by the steps that come up to the porch. And that's magical thinking. That's that God in the sky with the long beard that if I pray, if I say the right things in the right way, then this arbitrary God may or may not do it. Plop, there's a bicycle. It didn't happen, but I did get a bicycle. What did happen was an uncle, I guess my parents had told the family, you know, that Sharon wants a bicycle. I imagine, I know how kids are, and I imagine I was just constantly saying I would like a bicycle. Well, we had a city dump in DuQuoin, and people would take their trash out there, their garbage and stuff. But when there was a practice sort of putting the nicer things that could be reused or, you know, used by someone else, over to the side, and it was sort of common. It's kind of like a free trade thing, you know, you just go and take what you want. So one of my uncles found a girl's bike that needed to be cleaned up and fixed up, but he brought it, took it to my dad, and my dad took it up to my other uncle who painted it, who cleaned it all up. He painted it red, which was my favorite color. He put an S on the front bumper, which for Sharon, it was my bicycle. Did God answer my prayer? Yes, he did. But it didn't mysteriously happen to appear on my front porch or in my front yard. It came through channels. That's understanding spiritual law makes a big difference. So we can get away from the magical thinking and then understand when miracles do happen. I have seen, now a miracle is kind of like anything that we as humans really don't understand exactly how it happened, why it happened, what it happened. But it's based on truth with a capital T. I've seen this one video in particular when I was taking a Qigong class, and it showed these Asian doctors standing around a table. A patient was laying on the table, and there was a like X-ray or infrared. What do they call that when you're you can see what's going on, like
ultrasound.
The what?
Ultrasound.
That's it. Yes, thank you. Ultrasound. The word went away. Ultrasound that was showing on a screen. And you could see an organ. There was a lump, a tumor in there. And the doctors all started focusing. And you could see in the body on this screen. Now, was it true? I don't know. I couldn't prove it. But in the video, you could see the tumor getting smaller and smaller, and it disappeared. Now, we know truth as that we have a divine identity, that we are creations of the divine, that the blueprint of us is wholeness and health. And then when we focus on that, we aid our bodies in bringing that about. And when there is focused attention and energy on wholeness and health, that's the miracle in my opinion. So affirmative living is not magical thinking. It may or may not be miracle thinking. But the key is knowing the truth, capital T, about ourselves. We have a prayer chaplain program here. You guys know that. You know, Sarah's been involved since almost the beginning, I guess, and Bernetta, of course. And it's got some really valuable truths in it. First of all, starting out, affirmative prayer says messages of humanity's divine identity. We have to keep that in mind because a prayer is a message of humanity's divine identity. It is going back to that truth of us, remembering the truth of us, knowing the truth of us. Now in the training, what we do is we teach the chaplains that as they are standing there waiting for the person that wants the prayer to come forward, we shift and we go to that place of oneness, that connection, and we see that person as whole, complete, spiritual being. The person comes up and we see past appearances, We don't pay attention to any crutches or anything external, because the person's going to ask us for prayer for whatever it is that they want support around. We look past, we listen from that place here, and then we speak affirmations, we speak truth. So maybe say someone who had broken their foot and they were on crutches, and they come up and they say, I would like prayers of comfort and peace, you know, and more, you know, more to the story. So it had nothing to do with the crutches whatsoever. Comfort and peace. So then we begin to do statements that are true. We are filled with that Christ energy, that Christ light, which brings peace and light and love to, you know. So we speak those statements of truth. And speaking for myself, I can always feel it when I'm praying. There is a, I call it a heart swell, just a something that I know. This is true. I know it is. And then you say, amen, so it is. The person walks away. The next thing we teach our prayer chaplains is we don't then question, gosh, I hope that works. Well, no, we just said, and so it is. Affirmative living is knowing these truths and holding on to that. So we release any doubt or anything that is between me and seeing that person whole. It is already done. This whole thing can be called an affirmative prayer experience. Who's had prayer with a prayer chaplain? Yeah, almost everybody. And that experience is wonderful. Well, what if we could have an experience, an affirmative life that just goes on? We can live this way all the time, because instead of just a prayer chaplain waiting for someone to approach and ask for something, each of us can look at the other person, any other person that is around us, and know the truth of them, that they are divine creations, that they are filled with light and love. That potential is there, that divine identity is there, and we celebrate that. What if we did that? Energy changes between a person and another person when there is positive regard. I mean, I've experienced it many times. When I started this job, other receptionists, other people would say, oh, you know, so-and-so, they're gloomy and they never have a good thing to say. What would that be? That's not worried walrus. But anyway, the just the negative talk. But my experience is very different. You know, I see somebody coming at me, and I like people, you know, so it's kind of easy. But people come up, and I begin talking. I like being with them. I like them. There is that recognition, that namaste. We can do that. We can do that every moment that we are aware. Instead of seeing and evaluating and deciding what we think that person needs, boy, am I guilty of that. We can just be still, be with the person and you know, talk with them, understand them, and then be a support, be a loving presence. We don't have to fix anything. We're not here to fix other people. We are here to be love and expression. That would be affirmative living, in my opinion. This little booklet I found really pretty helpful. Most of them are. Linda Martella Witsit just retired. She was the vice president, I guess, of Silent Unity. So she's just retired. But she has an article in here. And she says, I'm just going to read a couple little things from this. By receiving affirmative prayer, the message of a humanity's divine identity, again and again, a person learns to replace former bodies of thought. In other words, in my words, finding those places where we have negativity, finding and seeing, recognizing those places where we're out of alignment with our good. By receiving affirmative prayer again and again, a person learns to replace former bodies of thought with spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding being that knowing that we are all created by Source, by Spirit, by God. And she says, transforming thought is the point of unity prayer. It is not to have bicycles magically appear on a porch. It is putting out what you want, but then being open and curious to see how God works, you know, see how things are going to be demonstrated, to be that positive beacon, you know, to know that things are going to be good. I don't know how, but they're going to be good. She has an affirmation that I use quite a bit, and I think it's worth mentioning. She says, we integrate our human identity with our divine identity as we affirm the truth that God and I are one. You've heard me say that lots, and I think it's really true, and it helps me bring back that awareness of I'm not just a human being running around here reacting to this or doing that. I am one with God all the time. And her last paragraph in her article says, the process of changing our thinking has been known in classical unity terminology as overcoming. Contemporary students refer to it as transformation, shifting, or pivoting. And I like that a lot, especially the pivoting, because all it takes is just a slightly different perspective, a slightly different view. We're not asking ourselves to put away something completely and pick up a whole new way of being. We are asking people to shift, just shift. Changing our thinking. In affirmative prayer, changing our thinking is the reason for prayer. We heal at the level of thought. The whole time I was preparing for this today, a song from the hymnal kept popping in my head. And I used to use this a lot, you know, for planning music and stuff. And it's 159, it's Confident Living. And I looked at it, and we're not going to go through the entire song, but I will say that now, when you think of the word confident, for me, I think of confidence, knowing, believing, just assuredly going about whatever it is, confidently, confident living. Okay, what gives us that? If we are remembering our divine identity, affirmative living does that. So as I was reading these words and thinking about confident living, affirmative living, it was either one. You could use either one. Listen, confident living, banner of might comes from the Spirit with glorious light. Affirmative living, banner of might comes from Spirit with glorious light. Might, sorry. Yeah, so confident, affirmative can, it's the same. We want confident living, we want affirmative living. And this might be a way for us to do this, to begin to do this. The chorus for this, I'm just going to read through the chorus because I think these sentiments are so universal and so powerful. I'm going to substitute confident for affirmative. Affirmative living rights every wrong. Dynamic power helps me be strong. Affirmative living comforts my heart. From such a blessing, I can't depart. We have it in our capability to live affirmative lives. We just have to claim that divine identity and be confident and stand in that truth. So it is. Let's take an opportunity to be that one with God. So I would invite you to gently close your outer, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. We're going to prayer. Go ahead and gently close your outer eyes. Bernetta still does the Lord's Prayer in between. Okay. I'm sorry. Edit that out, would you? All right, so we are in preparation for our time of oneness. Let us repeat together the words that our Master Teacher Wayshower, Jesus Christ, gave us in the form of the Lord's Prayer. So together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Oh, and that does, those affirmations, those words do bring us to that recognition of our divine identity. So as we become comfortable in our seats, we allow our bodies to relax. We bring in that energy that we always have. We bring it into us, and we bring it within so that we are in this present moment here together, safe, loved. A way of quieting the mind is to just put our attention, our energy, our focus on our breathing. Notice the breath as it comes in and as it goes out. We breathe. We are open. We are receptive. We are willing. We absolutely do recognize, acknowledge, and appreciate that divine identity that is the truth of us. Butterworth has his book called Discover the Power Within. We are magnificent creations. And as we center ourselves, as we are doing right now, we find ourselves one with power, one with love, one with peace, one with joy. It is said that we are made in the image and likeness of God. That doesn't mean that God looks like a 5'5" mature woman. It means that I, as a mature woman, and made in the image of a supreme being that is love and light and strength and power and joy and glory. Those are the things I inherit. Those are the things that we inherit. And as we bring ourselves into the world every morning, we acknowledge our truth. It is possible for us to make a choice, not even just once a day, but anytime we happen to think of it, every time we are in the present moment, truly. We see another person, we recognize that Christ light in the other. We open our minds and hearts to experience this other person. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of a shift to take ourselves out of perhaps drama that might be going on. But with that shift, we come back to the truth. And we can see them, even if they're acting out, even if they are
being hateful, being unpleasant to be around, we can remember that within that being there is divinity. They may not recognize it, but we do. We take care of ourselves. We may need to remove ourselves. We may need to later pray for the light to be observed in that person by themselves. But we remember it. And in that way, by recognizing and remembering the truth of each and every one of us, we are able to go through life leaning on and trusting that presence, that supreme being, God, at all times, even in the midst of troubles. God is there. God and I are one, so I am never alone. We have the ability to have that with us. And as the song says, confident living, we are able to go through all kinds of things. It is a blessing. We are so grateful. And as this song says, we have this ability then from this perspective to make every day meaningful, fulfilling, satisfying, and best of all, we get to bring our best selves into the world. And the world needs it right now. The universe is a friendly place. God is a friendly being, a loving being. And we have an opportunity to shine that light in every corner that we visit, that we think of, that we see. The song that we sing at service every week is "Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me." This is that divine identity shining out, being peace. We are peace, we are love, we are strength, we are wisdom. We have all we need at our fingertips when we are aligned. And so let us take just a few moments now in silence to rest in this oneness, to rest in this awareness, to know confidently, affirmatively, God and I are one, and I am grateful in the silence. Inspired, we are energized, we are rejuvenated when we come into the silence and align ourselves with that divine identity, with that power. This is the truth. We have all we need. We are a presence of good. For this awareness, for this recognition, and for the willingness to live this, we give thanks. We say, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.